An arbitrator ordered Caribou Pulp and Paper Company to pay a Unifor Local 1115 member $5,750 in damages, plus wages and benefits, in a December 11 ruling on a long-running grievance. The present case is all about the griever's individualized assessment, said the Labor Relations Code decision by Arne Peltz. He has not been subjected to any blanket denial of opportunity. The disputed issue is the nature and pace of the company's assessment. The griever, whose name was not mentioned in the written decision, worked in the company's Quesnel pulp mill since 1988 with a clear disciplinary record. For 15 of those years, the worker held the safety-critical job of control room engineer in the steam plant. But trouble began on February 26, 2020, when the worker failed to respond to 17 alarms in the control room, explaining he failed to grasp the magnitude of the problem. The worker continued on the job, but was on leave due to pneumonia from March 16, 2020 until May 3, 2020. The company became concerned about potential cognitive impairment due to memory lapses and mental confusion by the worker, who suffered a stroke in 2017. The employer considered imposing discipline over the alarm incident but opted instead to investigate whether a potential medical issue was a causal factor, the decision said. This triggered a lengthy series of contentious interactions between the union and the company over disclosure of the griever's personal medical information and the propriety of further medical assessment. The man was not allowed back to work and a grievance filed May 1, 2020, alleging unjust suspension. The parties agreed to an independent medical examination by Vancouver neuropsychologist Dr. Sarah Greer. Greer's April 2021 report found the worker suffered from permanent mild neurocognitive disorder due to the stroke. Greer also noted the worker self-reported ceasing, heavy drinking, and chronic cannabis use. The worker was found safe to gradually return to work under an occupational therapist's monitoring. But the company demanded another independent medical examination to assess the worker's substance use history. The griever's situation was dire as he was still not permitted to work and was receiving no income. He was on an unpaid leave but continued to receive benefits, the decision said. Arbitration hearings began in October 2021 and a preliminary January 2022 decision permitted the company to hold the worker out of service. It was, however, ordered to accommodate the worker in an existing, nominally safety-sensitive temporary position. Another doctor's report in February 2022 found no substance use issue and the worker returned in March 2022 to a temporary stores job at a reduced level of pay, the minimum $32 an hour mill rate. In April 2023, the worker was restored to his previous pay rate and returned to his previous job on a graduated schedule. Peltz concluded the company, in general, proceeded reasonably expeditiously, and is not responsible for the griever's loss of full wages during the return to work period. Peltz denied the union's claim, except that 2 months of wages and benefits shall be paid to the griever for undue delay by the company, in retaining an occupational therapist after Greer's November 2022 addendum report. Last April, West Fraser Timber Company announced dissolution of its joint venture with Mercer International Inc. at Caribou. The mill, which employs approximately 300 people, produces northern bleached softwood kraft pulp, related byproducts and energy, according to West Fraser information.